Good Thursday to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, it will be cloudy all day today. Tonight, expect it to be partly cloudy, with a 40% chance of flurries before morning. We will see a high of 2°C and a low down to -1°C overnight. With the wind chill, it will feel like -5°C. The wind chill temperature is how cold people and animals feel when outside. Wind chill is based on the rate of heat loss from exposed skin caused by wind and cold. As the wind increases, it draws heat from the body, driving down skin temperature and eventually the internal body temperature. Therefore, the wind makes it feel much colder, according to the National Weather Service. Looking ahead, we can expect a chance of rain showers or flurries on Friday. Saturday, for the holiday parade, we can expect rain during the day. Then it will turn cloudy with a 60% chance of showers at night. Dress for cold and rain, folks. Sunday, we will see a mix of sun and cloud, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was at Race Rocks Light Station, located just off the southern tip of Vancouver Island, about 16 kilometers southwest of Victoria, which hit 9.2°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 4.6°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 27 was Dawson Creek, which dropped to -22.7°C. Today's hot spots are set to be Bonilla Island, in the Hecate Strait, about 80 kilometers south of Prince Rupert and near the north end of Banks Island, and Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which could both reach 7.3°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Dees Lake, which is set to dip to -23°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 28 was at 7:45 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:16 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The area illuminated on the surface of the moon during this phase is in the shape of a crescent, and the amount of sunlight reflecting off of the moon is decreasing. The term waning means decreasing, which is why this moon phase is called waning crescent. This phase is one step in the cycle away from the new moon phase, where the Earth, Moon, and Sun are in a straight line. As this phase is nearing, the Sun and Moon's gravitational pull causes the bulge size of Earth's tides to increase, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The Moon's illumination is currently 6.23%. The Moon is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise was at 5:13 a.m. Moonset is at 2:40 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 9:37 a.m., height, 3.28 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 2:43 p.m. 4.22 meters, the final low tide will be at 10:03 p.m. 1.14 meters, seawater temp according to seatemperature.info, water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.5°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2014 and was 9.2°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.3°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget. Since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. In addition to the holiday parade downtown on Saturday, here's what caught our eye. Starting tonight to Deck Point 14, Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28th. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. November 30, there's a board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note. Until the end of today, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road maintenance that is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Drive for 3.2 kilometers, West Vancouver to 2 kilometers south of Lions Bay. Work is scheduled to last until Thursday at 5:30 p.m. For the parade on November 30th, the district notes that the downtown Squamish holiday parade will mean road closures. Right-pointing arrow from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Avenue will be closed for the parade between Pemberton Avenue and Vancouver Street. The small block of Pemberton Avenue between Cleveland Avenue and Loggers Lane will also be closed during this time. Right-pointing arrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., most of Cleveland Avenue will reopen, but the block between Victoria Street and Main Street will remain closed for extended festivities. Transit bus stop closures. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Victoria Street, Junction Park, will be closed from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Winnipeg Street will be closed from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, transit riders are encouraged to use stops in front of the Squamish Public Library and on Cleveland Avenue at Pemberton Avenue instead. An accessible drop-off zone will be available on 2nd Avenue outside Stan Clark Park. A traffic management plan will ensure access for emergency vehicles, the district says. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, gas is going for 168.9 per liter at the co-op located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Kimberley, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Shell, located at 445 Ross Street. In the Vancouver, the cheapest you will pay is 169.9 per liter at the Chevron, at 8320 Oak Street.